Good morning and welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I am Shannon Gray, and this morning, on the hills of last week's interview with Scott Strawn up there in Ochiltree, thought it would be a good idea to look at the Amarillo area. And to do that, I've got with me this morning JD Ragland. He is the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agent for Randall County. JD, thanks again for visiting with us.
You bet, Shannon. Always a pleasure to join you and visit with you a little bit about ag in the Texas Panhandle.
Yeah, absolutely. And, let's dive right into that. I know it's been a crazy year all around. When we talk about Randall County, though, I think one of the biggest things right now, though, that's of concern is the weather. What has that been doing for our local producers?
Yeah, well, excellent point, and certainly weather has a huge impact on agriculture, particularly in the high plains. And just to put it bluntly, here in Randall County anyway, it just remains extremely dry. I know recently we've had some scattered showers throughout the region, and it's certainly been extremely spotty. But right here in Randall County, for whatever reason, we've just been missing out. And just to share with you a little bit about that, this year, thus far in Randall County, according to the National Weather Service, we've only accumulated about 5.4 inches of moisture since January 1 of this year up until this point. And that's not very much, as you well know, Shannon. And if we compare that back to 2019, just a year ago up to this point in time, 2019, we had accumulated already 13 inches of moisture up to this point in time. So if you look at that on the big scale of things, we're about 7-8 inches behind where we were this time last year. And certainly that's been pretty devastating. Not only that, but along with our extreme heat and high humidity, it's certainly taken a toll on all crops, even our irrigated crops, our corn. Certainly has had a tough time of keeping up with water demands in terms of trying to maximize potential growth and development there. And then it's also affected our other irrigated crops and just, not being able to have enough moisture. And certainly our dry land situations have extremely been in drought stress, no doubt, and in many cases, some of those fields recently have been abandoned. In other words, producers have just called it good and said, let's just set this one out on some of our dry land situations. So in some cases, a lot of our dry land this year is not even going to go to harvest.
Yeah, and speaking of that, harvest really is just right around the corner for a lot of our locally grown crops. What kind of an update can you give us on that?
Yeah, well, with all of our crops up to this point, we're sitting here the 11th day of August, 12th, about mid-August or so, and certainly, we've kind of reached the point where our crops, all crops that is, other than maybe grain sorghum, but all crops, both corn and cotton, have just about finished maximizing its potential yield development. So we're on the downhill slide at this point in time, particularly with corn and cotton, as far as, trying to get everything produced that we possibly can. So harvest is just around the corner. Our corn will start up, and in about another, 20 to 30 days with some harvest, and then cotton immediately following that. So it's just been a tough year because it's been so dry, so hot. It's really taken a toll, and we're just anticipating right now that our yield in all crops are going to be down. How much? It's hard to say until we get in the field and really get some sound, hardcore numbers put together for you. But we know production is going to be down all across the board this year.
Yeah, and with that, the flip side of that, right, is that we're having harvests go on for a lot of things, but we're also in early planting, really, for wheat, I know. Do you know, based on talking with folks, if they're planning on doing that this year?
Yeah, well, you know, the Texas Panhandle and particularly Randall County, wheat is our largest grown crop. Most of it is on a dry land basis, but we actually have somewhere around 90,000 plus acres of wheat, and about 60 to 70% of that is certainly dry land. So many of our wheat producers in Randall County plant wheat first and foremost for stocker cattle grazing. So we, through the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, try our best to try to hold producers off on planting wheat till about the 1st of October. That's ideal because we feel like we can bypass maybe some of the extreme heat conditions and also a lot of our early insect pressures by doing that. But on the other hand, we know that our producers here in the Texas Panhandle just can't wait till the 1st of October. And the primary reason for that is they're wanting to capitalize on some early stocker cattle grazing, so therefore they've got to get some of that wheat in early. We understand that. We just know that when that happens and a lot of our early wheat begins to start being planted about mid-August, or at least when we have soil moisture readily available so we can get seed up. But traditionally, around mid-August or so, a lot of that early wheat is beginning to be put in the ground. Now, here in Randall County, we're going to need some moisture before that happens. But once it does, we'd like to take a moment to share with producers maybe some of our varieties that in some of our studies and trials that have done the best. Now, we characterize or categorize basically three categories: full irrigation, limited irrigation, and dry land situations. And based on our studies last year, we've basically got three varieties that meets criteria and does an excellent job in all three of those categories. Basically, TAM 113, we encourage producers to take a look at, and also TAM 114 in all three of those categories. And then we add in to the dry land category also TAM 112. So those some varieties that producers need to consider as they begin to think about putting some wheat seed in the ground here as we speak, actually, or at least when we get enough moisture that, you know, we can get some seed in the ground and then get it up to a good early start.
Yeah, great. You've got a lot of great information. And as JD said, you can find the Wheat Picks varieties list on the Texas A&M AgriLife website. JD, great information when it comes to the crops here in Randall County. And I want to ask you, I know you are also very active with the 4-H programs in the county. What are those looking like through, you know, this COVID-19 situation?
Well, thanks for asking, Shannon. And, you know, our 4-H and youth program is all special and dear to all of our hearts as far as ag agents and 4-H agents in the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. But we, too, have had a rough year with our kiddos in terms of a lot of events, a lot of activities being canceled throughout the summer months. We hold a variety of various different camps, tours and clinics during the summer months, and we were just unable to do that this year because of the COVID. So our kiddos have kind of had a tough go at it this summer. A lot of events canceled, but we're looking forward to starting off. You know, as school gets started and fall begins, that is kind of when we kick off our new beginning 4-H year. So in a sense, our year kind of coincides with the school year, per se. So a lot of our clubs are beginning to get kicked off. Now, there's going to be restrictions on what they can do in terms of meetings. They're going to have to stay in compliance. Right now, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service has given us our marching orders, if you will, and we're only able to host meetings with 50 head number participants or fewer, but that's only in situations where our meeting rooms and space can accommodate, you know, that much. If not, whatever your meeting room is allowed to hold, we're only able to accommodate 50% of that. So with that being said, you say, wow, how does that impact, you know, what our clubs are able to do? And again, they're just like everybody else. They're trying to make adjustments, maybe looking at different meeting sites. We're fortunate here in Randall County that we have, you know, sizable enough rooms, meeting rooms, if you will, where those groups can still come and meet and stay active. But now they're going to have to abide by social distancing guidelines, and that means they are going to have to be masked, and they are going to have to still maintain 6 foot distance apart as they meet. But we're trying to move forward with that, and then also right around the corner we'll get into some of our fall district events and competitions. We host our fall roundup that'll be held in the fall, and we're looking forward to that. And then, you know, as we approach the fall, that's always a busy time for our 4-H livestock kids, as many of their animals begin to get on feed as we prepare for early next spring's county shows, as well as a lot of the major shows that'll take place as well. So we're trying to stay positive. We're hoping as time goes on, like everyone else, our umbrellas will begin to be lifted and we'll have more flexibility as to what we could do. But right now, as it stands, those are the guidelines that we have at the present time.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like things are slowly moving towards getting back to normal, especially for those kids. So that's definitely a good thing.
Yes, ma'am. And we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the day where, we can get back to the actual norm.
Yeah, I think we all are right now. So we'll all pray for that together.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, JD, I really appreciate it, and thanks for your time today.
You bet. Thank you, Shannon. Always a pleasure to visit with you, and we look forward to doing it again real soon.
Again, that is the Texas A&M Randall County Extension Agent, JD Ragland. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.